Welcome back, Midday Show. Yeah, there ain't no stopping us. Ain't no stopping Hugh from throwing out some big numbers, percentages.
Making these blanket statements about certain groups.
And there ain't no stopping the Eagles, well, at least in terms of the line for week one. So I was on FanDuel last night on my FanDuel app, just looking at some stuff for week one.
How's it looking for you?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about some parlays and some underdogs and all that kind of stuff. Just looking around just to see what I got a couple weeks before we start making some bets here. And you know what I noticed, Hugh Douglas?
What you got?
The line on the Eagles game has moved. And typically, so, you know, during the week of the NFL season, the lines move all the time, right? Injury news or something happens, mm-hmm. right? That's typical. But the lines for the week one games have been set since May. And unless there's a major injury, it's very rare they change much because nothing's changed, right? It's the same matchup, whatever FanDuel thought 2 months ago.
It still doesn't change that much.
Yeah, the teams haven't changed that much, really, almost at all. Now, once in a while, there's a trade, but rarely anyone significant. So the line on this Eagles-Packers game opened at 1.5. The Eagles have been favored for week one by 1.5 for 2 months. And I just was on there last night just looking around. And Hugh, I noticed the line has moved. The Eagles are now 2.5-point favorites over the Packers week one. So it moved a full point. And this, now by the way, this was before the Jahan Dotson trade. And Jahan Dotson's not going to move a line a point. He's a third wide receiver. But this happened last night. So it led me to this conclusion. There's only one thing that has changed since the beginning of the summer.
What's that?
That's Jalen Hurts' big-time training camp and the interception streak that lasted until yesterday. I think Elliott Shore Park single-handedly moved the line on this game by chronicling Hurts' camp.
Y'all better start giving that man his props. Mm-hmm. Because you know what's funny? Every news outlet that I've seen since training camp has ended has talked about him only throwing one interception the whole training camp. Where do you think they got that from?
Elliott.
Yeah, but he's not going to get that his props, so I'm going to give him his props. That's who was the guy that was charting all of this and giving Jalen all this love. Elliott Shore Parks deserves some credit for that.
Kyle, can you think of anything else that's changed here? The teams are basically the same. No one significant is hurt. This feels like only one big difference, and that's Hurts' camp, chronicled, of course, by Elliott.
An historic training camp is really the only thing I can possibly think of. I don't think there was any major injuries on Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Everything seems okay over there.
They re-signed their quarterback, so no distraction.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's all good over in Green Bay. And, I mean, nothing has changed here just besides positive vibes, positive reports coming
Elliott
out of training
camp. Elliott moved the line. I mean,
Elliott did move the line. There's
it's
no
the
question
only explanation.
My
and Elliott Shore Parks moved the line on this football game.
Okay, ESP.
He did it all by himself. I've never seen it before. Someone at WIP moved the line.
I think there's one more thing that can move this line. When I released the official Kyle Quinn spread for the game, officially.
I think all bookmakers around the United States are waiting.
They're waiting, yeah.
They want to make sure their line is not too far off from yours. Otherwise, they're in trouble.
Yep. I think I did tease it a while ago. I will unveil it when we get closer to week one.
Yeah, and that's how you get your value in your bet. You have to see if your line is different. The real line is different than Kyle's line. All right, it's 2.5 right now. Eagles are the favorite over the Packers, thanks to Elliott. Black Gritty is up on WIP.
Black Gritty!
Hey, guys. First of all, Hugh, you are right on point. I'm not going to throw my family under the bus, but I got an offshoot. We got six sets of twins. I haven't heard the story. I grew up watching Jerry Springer. You see enough brothers and sisters doing a whole bunch of stuff they shouldn't have been doing, let alone when you're looking like it, you're just trying to test the waters and play stuff out. Hugh, you are absolutely right. And then you're right on the Bigfoot thing, too. Anybody listening who's ever been in the woods, tell me one time you ain't look over, see something moving, think it was a Bigfoot. I know you ain't out there actively seeking, but you done spotted out if you ever stepped your foot in the woods.
They're trying to make me feel like I'm crazy. I understand. Hey, I know what's going on.
Hey, don't let them get you. I ain't gonna let them get me. Don't let them get you out
see
here.
See that, Joe? I'm not the only one.
I actually think it's more likely you're right about the twins thing than the Bigfoot thing. 70% of Americans.
When she's part of the 45%. That's all. That's part of her lifestyle. She's part of the 45%.
She's part of a small group, the small contingency.
All day.
That 65 and 45 does not equal.
It's 110, yeah.
Yeah, that don't sound right. Yeah.
I'm with you. You ride or die, dog.
Black Gritty on that same math program I'm on.
So, let me tell you about Topper. So Topper comes in. Has he ever been a manager anywhere else before?
No.
No, this is it.
So he's been a lifer and never been a manager. There's a reason for that. He comes in, they change managers, everything turns around. We give him all that credit for the turnaround because the only thing that changed was Topper, right? Yep. The team was still pretty much the same,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get all that credit, you get a whole lot of bashing too. And you're right. We do love the team. messing up and all that kind of stuff. Nebraska needs to make moves. But Topper does things that just infuriate you, especially in the postseason, because he just doesn't make any adjustments. And in the world of analytics and also the math stuff that I got to listen to, and we don't make any adjustments or have strategy, everybody's just swinging for the hills, it irks me. So, yeah, Topper's always going to be on the hot seat because I know there's a reason why he was never a manager. Great human being, great dude, great guy, but I don't know why was he never a manager, so that's he's about Topper. The last thing I'll say about Howie's season, a great move, Howie. I don't know if it moves the needle. It's nice to have a backup. When will the Eagles learn to draft a wide receiver? And I know we got Smith, but that's a top 10 guy, Heisman guy. The Eagles cannot draft a wide receiver to say, like, I'm looking at the Rams getting dudes in the sixth round. They'll be looking like Jerry Rice every other year now. Like, we need to learn how to draft wide receivers, so we ain't got to go out and trade to go get somebody. I holler at you guys. Oh, wait, my embarrassing. I'm going to tell you my embarrassing thing.
What'd you do?
So, Hugh.
Yes.
I was late for a family function, and I showed up, and my mom said, oh, what were you doing? I said, I was asleep. She said, you weren't asleep. I said, I was. She said, well, what girl was you sleeping with? I said, I wasn't sleeping with nobody. And for like half an hour, she just kept grilling me about it, and I was thought I was with a girl, but I was like, now you don't call me out. I was sleeping, and that's it. And then she wiped my beard. I had glitter all in my beard.
Oh. Not stripper glitter.
I had glitter all in my beard, dog. The whole family laughing at me, dog. Everybody saw me sparkling. You know what I mean? I tried to get away with it.
Wow, that's wild. You're out there sparkling. That's pretty foolish, Black Gertie.
Stripper glitter. That's awesome.
That's a good one.
That is pretty good.
It's a lot, though. You know, that's
stripper glitter.
I just feel like if you're going to lie, you got to be people that lie are not good at lying. It's part of the problem.
You got to keep the lies simple.
It's hard to lie when the lie's on your face.
Yeah, you can't get intricate with the lies. You got to keep them simple. The more intricate the lie, the harder it is to keep up. Just keep it simple, man, and just say no. Just say no. And then when they ask you what were you doing, just say what. The day when they ask you again, just say, stay out of my business.
So dumb it down until they leave you alone.
Yeah, it's simple's better, man, because it's hard to keep them lies. Sometimes it's hard to keep them lies in line.
All right. So something came up with our caller before the last break. And then I thought about it because when we jumped on this morning with the camera and Jody Mack this morning, show.
Yeah, Jody Mack.
Jody Mack, man, was out there. He was pulling the fantasy draft order for our WIP league.
Terrible.
You didn't like the way the order went, did you?
Nah. No, because it was just too confusing, man. It was just too much.
It was different.
Celso tried to tell him, but, you know.
He didn't listen.
He didn't listen.
But we pulled it out of a Tasty Cake donut bag, and Wechter had polished off the donuts before. I did notice some chocolate on some of those names, but that's beside the point. So we did that this morning.
We are so childish.
There was a call. Joe took a call before we did the draft order.
Yes.
And the caller was referencing the idea that if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, And it's because of their offense, which I think you would think, Hugh, if they win the Super Bowl, it's going to be
because of the offense.
Because they have this historically great year. And they score like 30 points a game the way you think they could be in that area.
Yes.
And teams are coming after Kellen Moore. That the Eagles would have to make a decision whether or not to actually move on from Sirianni after getting to or winning the Super Bowl because they don't want to lose Kellen Moore and just make him the head coach. And the idea of the call was, this is ridiculous. And Joe was like, well, no, it would be a legitimate conversation. I agree with Joe on that. It would be if you win the offense because of Kellen Moore's. Excuse me. If you win the Super Bowl because of Kellen Moore's offense, how could you not keep Kellen Moore? How could you let him walk away?
Give him more money.
If he wants to be the head coach, and the only way to keep him is you got to make him the head coach?
I think that just throw more money at him. Some people aren't designed, or they're just not good at being head coach.
Well, Ben Johnson for the Lions seems like it's.
Yeah,
but let me just frame it this way: he leaves unless you make him the head coach.
Then you fired Nick Sirianni.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think
you can do that. That would be just so no. I think the optics of that would look bad for the Eagles organization.
So I mean, the odds of all this playing out exactly that way are pretty slim. Like it's going to play.
Yeah, just look. It's the optics.
But it would be a major discussion here on WIP.
Oh no, we would definitely talk about it, but I don't think it would happen. I would be on the side that no, that would never happen because I don't think that's bad business. When you talk about what Coach Sirianni's done, how they've handled him up until this point, they've put people around him to help him enhance his coaching style. I just think that would be bad business.
Let me move the line a little bit.
A little bit. Go for it.
They go to the NFC Championship game. They lose the game, so they're not back in the Super Bowl, but they had they won 12 games, NFC title game, but it's because the offense was dominant. And then, whatever team says they want to hire Kellen Moore. Then do you consider it? Is the bad optics, Hugh, because the first example was him winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say, so that NFC title game. Would you consider it then?
No.
I still think
there's a component to Coach Sirianni that is very important. And the guys have talked about it, like his coaching style. I know for the last couple of months we've been killing Coach Sirianni. But I feel like Coach Sirianni is in a good space when it comes to coaching because he's learned from some of the – well, let me put it like this. Hopefully he's learned from his mistakes. So I just think that would be a bad move for him to lose his job for something like that.
Kyle, are you ready for this discussion if the offense is great?
For Kellen Moore to overtake Nick Sirianni?
Well, the idea, they score 30 a game. It's an offensively driven team, excellent on offense, and Kellen Moore is about to go get a head coaching job. He's about to leave. The only way to keep him is to move Sirianni out and make him the head coach.
And they go how far?
At least the NFC Championship game.
There's zero shot. No, you can't remove
what do you
the
mean
head.
Zero
you
shot.
You can fire the head coach that took your team to the back to the NFC Championship for the second time.
But he did that on the back of this guy's offense.
Well, okay, but like at a certain point. I feel like now this is similar to the Topper conversation where we're going to rip him when everything goes wrong like it did last year. But when everything goes right and they actually make moves to fix it in the offseason and then, you know, turn it back around, go back to the NFC Championship, he gets zero credit. It's like we can't have it both ways.
Right, but
he's the head coach of the team.
But what if the primary reason is Kellen Moore's offense and it would leave with him? I'm just saying if things go well this year, and I'm painting very specific scenarios, yeah. It's going to be a thing that he's the driving force, that Kellen Moore is. Well,
Kellen Moore can go have fun. I mean,
let's go back to Brian Johnson 2.0 next year.
But look, I don't know what Kellen Moore is as a head coach. Sirianni at that point becomes way more of a known commodity. And that he's there would be no denying it, that Nick Sirianni is a winning head coach in the NFL. Like, those don't just fall on trees. Or grow on trees.
I get
fall
it. Fall out of trees. If the offense...
Don't worry about it. I like the way you said it, though.
Would you say fall out, grow on?
Fall on trees.
Yes.
Not many things fall on trees.
Yeah.
Other trees.
If they do, I don't think they last very much longer.
It's so on brand for what we do.
I like that you and Black Gritty have your own math system that we don't know about.
Yeah, like 65-45
equals 100 on the Midday Show. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, where do we come down today in terms of the people voting? Are we as fans too hard on Rob Thompson? Very split on this one. 47% yes, 53% no. Pretty even. So
that's not bad. That's not a bad one.
Yeah, I mean, more people believe we are not too hard on him, but enough people believe, yeah, we're a little too hard on him.
I think there's a couple different ways that you can look at that. Like, too hard on Rob Thompson can be viewed as like, are you willing to give him credit today? Or is it like, is the criticism when things aren't going well fair?
Yeah, I think we go over the top sometimes.
Because, but I do also think it's fair to criticize Rob Thompson.
Of course.
No, you can. You can definitely
That's
do that.
What I mean. So, like, I think there's, and then, of course, you have the dogs at the beginning that just think, a Canadian can't manage a baseball team.
Yeah, I mean, that was... Well, I mean, I've taken a lot of crazy calls on the States over the years. That one... I just don't even know what to do with that. Who cares he's Canadian?
That was strong.
Well, the duck did, obviously.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.